the Al Reed Show.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin when Mr. Bloom comes around. Don't let him in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do hope you'll stay with us for the next 30 minutes, because from here on, we're turning life round just to show you the funny side. Introducing us to ourselves, here's Al Reed.
So, she says, oh, she says, as good as you, she says, anyhow. That were on the month you went to fry Thursday night, I know, because our readers had gone to a chip shop and she'd got some. before that, I should have told you that Fred had been down, I could see there was something wrong. He says, oh, he says, what's this about our Annie? I thought, hello. I says, oh, I says, for why she never let on. So, before that, I should have told you. She jumped up. She'd had one or two. You could see that. She says, we're not blind, you know. I never answered. So, he jumped. Oh, yes, no, I'm telling her again. Yes, he, oh, yes, no, he said, yes, sir. Oh, yes, no, I'm telling her. He says, there was enough said at our Billy's wedding. I thought, right, monkey. do forgive me. We don't seem to be able to escape that, do we? But mind you, we must escape sometimes. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I mean, we're all entitled to a night out now and again. But as you totter down those stairs in the morning after the night before, what do you get? I hope you know you came to bed stripped with your hat on. That's the wife from the kitchen. When was that, love? If you're going to start coming this trip two or three nights a week, we're having a fresh arrangement. You're getting with the wrong set altogether. Running your home like that in the morning, singing and shouting like that. And I'll give you two words out of her and she's had the chips. Well, it was all in fun. I heard you creeping up those stairs. And you'll be breaking your neck one of these days, hopping on down that landing, trying to get your pants off. I thought you were never going to come out of that bathroom. I don't know what they'll think next door. But with both taps full on and you moaning, oh, never again, never again. Now, you're making it up. And who's this Margaret I keep hearing about? Don't crack on, you don't know. I've not forgotten that staff dance yet when you said wives weren't invited. Then when I find a pair of earrings in your pocket, you try to tell me you've won them at a spot dance. Now, don't start all that again. Oh, well, I just wish I could be at the back of you sometime. You've never been the same since somebody told you I had the look of Robert Taylor. And I rue the day you joined that club. Might not have a home at all. You see, the other day, you just slipped out with some cigarettes and they brought you home in a police car. And what time are you coming home tonight? I'll not be late. No, I want a proper time. I can't stay to a few minutes. Is it going to be another of those? No, I've told you, I won't be late. Will you promise faithfully? Yes. You won't let it? No. Now, can I? Yes. And you will? Yes. Don't say one thing and mean I've told you. Only I know all. Ta-ta. Dear me, don't they make a fuss. Mind you, when it's all boiled down, we do take a bit of looking after. Little boys. That's what we are. A lot of little boys. And we're so easily led. I mean, take any crowd of men round a bar. It doesn't matter how good your intentions are. Once you get among that lot, you're trapped. There's always somebody who won't take no for an answer. You've met them.
How you do?
How do you do?
Is yours a pint?
Pardon?
I say, get this down. There's another coming over.
Oh, not for me, thank you. I've got to go.
Wedge that door, Tommy. You're having one with me before you go anywhere. I still owe you four from last night.
I don't think so. Anyway, I'm already in one school.
Well, knock this back. You're in another.
Hey, no. Play the game. I'm going home.
Going home? Don't tell me that tale. I say, don't give me that. Hear that, Tommy? I've got to beat you at snooker yet. Two bitters.
Oh, no. I've a bit of sense. I can't play snooker at this time.
You can't play snooker at any time, but you're having a game with me. Give us a light. Hey. Have they told you where we're going when you're finished here?
I'm not going...
You're coming with us, I'll tell you. I'll tell you that now.
Hey, no, I'm going to get shot.
Well, you're coming with us first. You play the piano, don't you?
Yes.
Well, we'll have a sing song. Hey, and start shifting some of this pulling before you knock one or two over. You've got one or two lined up here. The way you're shaping, they've only got to serve two more rounds and you'll end up with more ale than they have. Not worried about the missus, are you?
No, but she'll be wondering where I am.
I wouldn't give it a second thought. Do you know where she is?
Yes.
Well, what are you worried about?
Well, she does lose her temper.
And you let her. Hear that, Tommy? You want your brains washing. Won't you have your supper ready when you get home?
I shouldn't think so.
I wouldn't stand for that. I would not. See, you want to let her get to sleep and make her get up and cook your supper. And then don't eat it.
Well, you see, she'll be in bed now and I've no key. I wouldn't care, but I had such a lot of trouble getting out.
I'll lay you 6 to 4, you have more trouble getting in.
Oh, don't worry. I'm the boss at our house and she knows it.
Aye. Well, by the time you bang on the front door and got her out of bed, I think you'll find there's been a change of management. Well, this lad's had it, if anybody has, haven't you, Al?
Huh?
He's had it. He has that. Haven't you, Al?
Huh?
Out late, brought him home. Kicks on the door, won't get up. Push him through a window. Next morning, wrong house.
Oh, dear. You've got me worried now. Is there any chance of me staying at your house?
You staying at our house? Do you think if I thought my wife would let me in, I'd be stood here talking to you?
Well, such is life. And what is life without music? Especially when it comes the magical music played on three pianos at the same time. That's what we can hear now as we listen to the lightning fingers of the amazing Ken Fritz.
I don't know. I don't know how you do that, Ken. It's marvellous.
Well, there's really nothing to it at all, Al. I simply take 278 revs per minute acetate discs, at predetermined tempos, of course, and coincide the synchronized playback through a pair of cans. Yes. Mind you, then, of course, all that's necessary after that is to effect a final superimposition on transmission. Yeah, only...
But, of course, you think it. Making the brink ways of knocking on the door. Now, take a man who's plucked up enough courage to ask the boss for a ride. He sets off from home, full of grim determination to thrash the matter out, and knocks on the office door like this. Oh, sorry, I didn't know you had somebody with you. No, it'll do again. No, it's nothing, really. But when the same chap arrives at his own front door and can't get in... Come on, open this flaming door!
Yes, now I see what you mean, Al.
Well, now, and now we've got the idea. Whose knock would you say that this was? Yes, you guessed it. The Radio Revelers.
The gala night for London and in dear old Leicester Square. The crowds are packed in tightly for a brand new premiere. The curtains back, the music starts, the public settles down. Last week we vowed to Bogart, this week Britain goes to town. It's colossal, it's stupendous, and the cast is quite tremendous. It's the biggest British picture of the year. It has bigger crowds of supers than the government has snoopers. It's the biggest British picture of the year. The cast is so enormous, the producer had a start. He hadn't the relations to perform in every part, so he had to use some actors, and it nearly broke his heart. In the biggest British picture of the year. Hooray! Hurrah for British pictures! It's the biggest British picture of the year.
Flash! Don't fail to see this dramatic epic of the silver screen, the proud production of Miracle Pictures. Remember our slogan, if it's a good picture, it's a miracle.
The Olivia's feature in it, but for only half a minute. It's the biggest British picture of the year. It's the biggest British picture of the year. There's a scene for Stuart Granger in those riding boots of his. He's mounted on a charger that is full of fire and fizz. And Stuart keeps on going, but the horse stays where it is. It's the biggest British picture of the year. Hooray, hurrah for British pictures. It's a riot, a furore, 15 people wrote the story. It's the biggest British picture of the year. Though the critics came to roast it, they'll be glad enough to toast it in a glass of the producer's Bakshi beer. The producer's name is Finkelbaum, the art director Stutz. The writer of the music is a guy called Schnitzelputz. The author Zabarovsky and the cameraman is nuts. It's the biggest British picture of the year. Hooray! Hurrah for British pictures! It's the biggest British picture of the year.
Flash! Around Water Street, they are saying that American pictures coming to this country may be cut by as much as 75%.
Who cares as long as we get the right 25% of Jane Russell?
It's a honey, it's a pippin, even Churchill had to nip in. It's the biggest British picture of the lot. When they showed it to the Russians, there were widespread repercussions, and they lowered the Iron Curtain on the spot. Billy Cotton plays the music, Tommy Beecham wrote the score. There are thrills from Johnny Mills and just a glimpse of Flinders' jaw, and a scene for Errol Flynn in which he wins another war. It's the biggest British picture of the year. Hooray! Hurrah for British pictures! It's the biggest British picture of the year.
picture of the year.
Thank you, fellas. I thought that was terrific. Hey, can you shift up a bit? I can't get in. Hey, look, fellas, can I ask you something?
What's that, Al?
Blimey, they even talk in harmony. I want to join your act.
Well, we'd be delighted, wouldn't we, fellas? Yes!
Then instead of four men, one song, it'll be five men, one wrong, won't it? No, but, will you let me sing with you?
Of course we will.
What, for money?
You'll be lucky. I say you'll be lucky.
Well, now that you are here, don't get away. I want you to help me because here and now we're taking the lid off the joys of motoring. The motor car's first appearance on the British highways was at the end of the 19th century. In those days, the law compelled a man to walk in front of each motor car, waving a red flag. What must it have been like for those early pioneers?
Well done, Shivers. She's running like a bird. How is she at the back?
A bit busy, but we've turned our Astrakhan collars up.
I should put your goggles on. Not too bumpy for you, is it?
Oh, we'll manage, old chap.
It is staggering to think we're traveling a whole 12 miles.
Yes, particularly as we shall be there the day after tomorrow.
Shivers, keep your eye on that chap in front with the flag. Hello, throttle down. He's coming over.
Excuse me.
Yes, what do you want?
Will you tell me when you want me to start walking with this red flag?
But, of course, that was years ago. Today, how different today.
Today, the incessant flow of traffic stands as a monument to the comfort, luxury, and reliability of the modern motor car. Take this typical roadside scene.
Can you tell me where there's a garage? I've been stuck with this thing since 4:30 this morning.
Mind you, at the first sign of trouble, a motorist can walk into any garage and get it fixed in next to no time. These men are experts. That's if you can find them. Hello? Job? Are you there?
Have they come home or what?
You want to know where they are? Find the stove.
Send her forwards. I've shot them. Never seen a worse game in my life. I say I've never seen a worse game in my life. And I've seen a few. I've seen a few.
What?
Wouldn't pay me in washers. Missed one of that. This seat was a sitter. I'm not kidding. I could have wafted it in with my cap. Ball dropped at his feet. I'm not kidding.
Oh, excuse me. Have you a minute?
Hope you've not come for any repairs. We're on our break, you know. Been on since 8:00, you know. Only one pair of hands.
Well, could you just come and have a look?
Come on, Jimmy.
Soon as he sees it.
Is that it?
Yes.
It's another of these, Jim. Real bad job. I say a right bad job these are. What year is it?
9.
I thought so. Worst model he ever turned out. I say worst model he ever turned out. 39's all right. 40's, these... I wouldn't give them garage room. See, your trouble is you can't get at them. You've got to take your back axle off to get at the carburetor.
Motor cars.
Of course, there are all sorts of things we don't realize when we buy a car. For one thing, we don't always remember that we have to pass a driving test. And this can be something of an ordeal. Naturally enough, nerves are on edge as we come face to face with the examiner.
Now then, Mr.
Shall I get in?
Yes, if you will. It's been very much cold, hasn't it, Mr. Oh, dear, I was forgetting. I should be behind the wheel. You'll not fail me for that, will you, Mr.
Now, well, if you'll just turn the car round, we'll get started.
Yes, right.
Reverse. Let's see. Yes. First, second. There it is, reverse. That's to the left, isn't it? Here we go, then. No. No. She won't have it. No. Try again. No. No. That's funny. I'll try one of these other gears, then. Now, Mr. Have I passed? But one thing you can be sure of, and that is the moment you have to pass your driving test. And the moment you have to pass your driving test, you become a wanted man. The eyes of the law are on you. You've only got to try and park your car. By the time you've been caught in a traffic jam, caught in a one-way street, been called a few names, been pushed twice round the block to find a space, been pushed out, edged in and sandwiched, walked away and left it, you begin to wish you'd come on the bus. And have you noticed there's always some cheerful Charlie leaning on it, waiting for you to come back?
Is this your car?
Yes.
You've left it in a funny place, haven't you? I say, this is a funny place to leave it.
It doesn't say no parking.
No, it doesn't say bus stop, but there's one just running into the back of you.
Oh, dear. I'd better try and get it started.
Started? The two policemen just covered themselves in oil trying to stop it. He's taking your number.
Oh, dear, I'd better get it shifted.
You'll have a job. They'll let your tires down. Of course, I blame the authorities. I defy anybody to work this lot out. Well, you can see for yourself. Just look at these signs they put up. Waiting restricted, 6 to 6.30, but not more than 30 minutes in any one period of 2 hours. Even days this side, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Whitmonday's only, but not before sundown. You only need Good Friday to drop on a Thursday, and we're all in the car.
But, of course, we can stop all this if we leave our car in an official car park. In a matter of seconds, you can back your car safely into the smallest space merely by following the directions of the man in charge.
Come on! Come on! Come on! Left hand down. Hard over. Get your left hand right down. Left hand! Left! Whoa! You'll have to go forward. Go on. No, don't straighten up. Forward on that lock. Now back as you are. Back as you are. Right hand down a shade. Come on. Come on. You've 6 inches. Right hand. Right hand. Right hand. Whoa! Hold it. Hold it. Don't do anything. Luke, when I say right hand, I mean right hand facing me. Is that clear? Now, we'll try again. Now, straighten up and go forward. Forward. Forward, I said. You know, you're not helping me at all. Now, come back at that. Come on a mile. Come on. Come on. See, don't keep watching that side. I'll do that. Look, if it'll help you at all, shut your eyes. Now, go forward 6 feet.
Now, back on your lock.
No, no, no! Give him a lock!
Whoa! Switch it off altogether and come out. Leave yours where it is. I'll shift all the others. We're never going to get you in at this rate.
Get me in? I'm not trying to get in, I'm trying to get out.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin when Mr. Blue comes around. Don't let him in.
Remember life that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it.
Such is life.
For the past half hour, we've been looking at life through the pages of the Outreacher. Al asked us to say how nice it's been sharing the fun with the Cordites, Willem Tausig in the augmented Norbert Variety Orchestra, and to thank Ken Preston, the arranger of Revelers, for coming along and making it all worthwhile. The program, which was recorded, was produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor.